This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. It's a pretty staggering statistic that only 4 out of 10 working-age adults with disabilities are employed. But the good news, there is some help out there, and we're going to talk about it today. I'm welcoming Melissa Miller, Employment Solutions Director, and Nicole Vincent, Employment Specialist, both with UCP. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, thank you very much, Gary.
So I think we probably should get started today by explaining to our listeners what is UCP. Melissa, I'll ask you, what is UCP?
All right, UCP Oregon, formerly known as United Cerebral Palsy, serves adults and children with any type of disability to live, work, and recreate in their community.
Wow, so that's you guys do some amazing work. You've been around for a long time.
Yeah, we have. We're in our 60th year.
And you just had your walk, roll, and run.
Yes, we did. It was very successful.
And that was just a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you both participate in the walk, roll, and run this year?
Yes, I did, Gary. And let me tell you, it was quite a challenge. I ended up running for the entire event, but it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of folks out there just supporting the cause and just interacting with each other, cheering each other on. Great, really great event that we had.
And the weather was pretty good that weekend, right?
Oh, it was perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So you both work in the Employment Solutions Department of UCP. Tell me what that is.
Yeah, Employment Solutions is a department at UCP Oregon that helps adults with any type of disability to secure and maintain employment in community-based jobs that pay minimum wage or better.
And what kind of jobs are those?
Oh, we support job seekers to acquire whatever job they want and are skilled for. So our jobs range from any type of setting that you can imagine, from a bank to a grocery store. We've supported individuals to work for nonprofits and for-profits of any kind, size, small, medium, or large.
That's a pretty great thing because employment provides so much to an individual, right? What does that mean to the individual?
I think what's really great about that, Gary, is that employment I've always seen as a gateway to full citizenship, and that's kind of the motto that I think that UCP Oregon really, really holds dear to its heart. And I think that just hiring people who have proven adaptability and who can be really creative in a variety of workplace situations is really, really fun to be a part of. You hear it from the employers as well as the proud employees that this is just really beyond employment. It's just basically that first step to being a citizen and being part of this community that we all live and work in.
We all have jobs, right? And we feel pretty proud about the fact that we have jobs.
Yes.
And a person with a disability wouldn't feel any different, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What kind of employee, tell me about the employers, I guess. What are they looking for?
Well, employers are looking for job seekers who want to commit to the company, who want to be with the company for the long term. A lot of businesses want employees who will become part of the family. And they expect employees to show up for work, to show up on time, and to be prepared for work. So as a supported employment provider of these services, Employment Solutions assists both the job seeker as well as the employer. So we are there to provide supports. We call ourselves an extra trainer for supports. So we're not there to replace the worker, but to actually help the worker train in their new position and to help the employer to support that person however it is that they need.
Playing devil's advocate a little bit here, employers might be a little hesitant to hire somebody with a disability. Is that correct? And why shouldn't they be?
You're right. Historically, people with significant barriers to employment have really not had a chance to prove their skills and abilities. So that's what we aim to change. The truth of the matter is the unemployment rate for people with developmental disability in particular is 80%. That's a staggering number. 8 out of 10 individuals in the disability community are unemployed or underemployed. So we're working to change those statistics here in the Portland metro area. And we also have job development happening in Hood River, Washington County, Clackamas County, and Multnomah County.
What are some of the benefits to society as a whole for having people with disabilities employed? There are some benefits that we don't think about. right?
Yes.
And that's something I'd like to cover a little bit. I moved to the Portland area back in the beginning of January, and one thing I've noticed with supported employment in particular is that it really gives these employers the ability to help build their company's brand in the community itself. And also, when you're hiring a diverse workforce, the people in the community see that diverse workforce. They see themselves as part of that employer, and so they want to go back. They want to frequent those businesses. So I think really it's just a way of connecting people and building relationships. And this isn't something that we want to do as a charity work. It's something that we all do because we think the people we work with are successful and have a lot to give. We work with individuals who are incredibly motivated, and it's such an honor to work with someone who wants to work. And so I think that with employment, we have a lot of opportunity with that.
What are some of the benefits to the job seeker once they get placed into a job? What kind of changes have you seen in that individual?
Well, that's a great question. So each job seeker is going to be unique, of course, and their career goals are also unique. Some of the people we are supporting are just getting their first job. Others are looking for their long-term careers. The benefits, as you can imagine, are very similar to how you and I benefit. Employment allows adults to have more buying power. There's a statistic that states that the disability community, the people with disabilities across the United States and their family and friends, make up a $1 trillion buying power. So when people with disabilities are making money from jobs, they're also paying taxes. Mm-hmm. So they're contributing members to society in a variety of ways. And an example of that is a woman named Kristen Miller, who for most of her adult life was working in a sheltered environment. She was making less than minimum wage and had no career opportunities with this company. She hired Employment Solutions to help her get a job, and she said she wanted to get out of the house for 25 hours a week, and that's how much work she wanted. And we have dedicated ourselves for the last 2.5 or 3 years helping Kristen obtain the jobs that she's needed to get herself out of the house for 25 hours a week. We still have not met her goal. We will never stop trying. But she does have 3 different jobs. Wow. And they are at the Multnomah Arts Center in Multnomah Village, Rain or Shine Coffee Shop, and Schwab, which is a clothing exchange store on Woodstock. And Kristen flourishes now in her social life. She flourishes with having pride that she contributes to society, that she has a job to go to. And I went to the Rain or Shine coffee shop and I bought a coffee and I said, "Hey, I'm here supporting your coffee shop because you hired Kristen." And the owner kind of embarrassed me a bit because she said, "It's not anything special that we did. It's the thing that we're supposed to do. It's a thing that should be typical for every business." So I was a little bit embarrassed that I was playing it up to be an extraordinary thing. And the owner was like, "No, it's just a thing that we do. And she's a part of this crew here."
Wasn't that a cool feeling, though, to feel that support from a business who's just saying, "Hey, we're all citizens here. We should be doing the right thing."
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely a part of that community building aspect, to give everyone that deeper sense of purpose and really, again, connecting people through employment. I think that's great.
I've driven by Rain or Shine Coffee a few times, and now I'm going in. That's great. Now that I know that, I want to go in.
Yeah, please do. So they're on Southeast 60th and Division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there on the corner.
Yeah.
And that spreads. I mean, you just spread that to me. That's really fantastic.
Right.
Let's spread it to our listeners who are listening right now. We're talking today with Melissa Miller and Nicole Vincent with Employment Solutions with UCP. Now, you provide some services. Employment Solutions provide some services to both employers and to job seekers. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so a job seeker hires us to help them. They typically come through a service called Vocational Rehabilitation. Voc Rehab is a partner that we have. And Voc Rehab uses taxpayer dollars here in Oregon to help fund these services. So no money comes out of the job seeker's pocket. And we spend significant amount of time with the job seeker, supporting them to identify their skills and abilities. We work on interview prep. We vet the different jobs that they want to make sure they have the, indeed have the skills and qualifications for the job that they want. So we get to know their skills and abilities, and then we begin to support them in applying for jobs. We work with employers and business owners to identify their hiring needs. Many businesses have job openings. We will apply for them directly, just like any job seeker would. Other businesses may have hiring needs that they're not sure that they know about yet. And we get to that by doing a needs analysis with an employer. And then our job is to connect an employer with a hiring need to a job seeker who has skills and abilities to contribute. So we put those two together and we get out of the way and we support the job seeker to then start performing the work at the place of business with a service we call job coaching.
That's really actually neat, Melissa, to see that in practice, because when you're looking at businesses who have these needs that they don't necessarily realize, when they have that employee come in and start fulfilling those tasks and meeting those unmet tasks that really aren't, that no one really has time for, essentially, it's really cool to see because the businesses are actually saving on their labor costs, they're increasing their revenue, and in turn, they're helping someone become successfully employed and getting that first foot in the door to citizenship. So it's just really great to see. I've actually worked as a job coach for about 8 months. I'm currently an employment specialist. But as a job coach, I got to see these employees who are just really proud to be a part of the workforce. And you don't always find that motivation. And so I think it's really, really important that we honor the people who want to be out there working. And that's why the UCP Oregon does such great work, because we can get people through those doors that might not otherwise be open for them. But it's like once everyone sees what this vision of support employment looks like, it's about success and building a successful life and a full citizenship. Suddenly, everything else becomes clearer in the workforce. I've seen training programs that were started for just one employee that we supported, that the employer said, this is a really great training program. I'm actually going to use this for everyone. In fact, I remember creating a picture diagram for a customer and for an individual I had worked with. And so I brought that back to his entire team, and they're actually thinking about implementing that for the rest of their baggers. I'm not going to use the business name because we're still in negotiations as far as what that might look like. But I think it's really cool that we can provide some unique training aspects that they can bring to everyone on the employment team, not just the customers we support. And so it can actually really help make a more efficient workforce as well.
And you have a bit of a celebration coming up that celebrates employers out there, right? Tell me about the awards luncheon you have coming up.
Yeah, the Ability Aware Awards Luncheon is coming up in a couple weeks. It's Friday, October 19th, and it is going to be a plated luncheon and an awards ceremony. So what we've done is we've sat down together as a team and really examined the last probably 200 placements that we've had at UCP Employment Solutions. And we are going to give awards to some of the top standout employers who've hired people with disabilities. We've so far have nominees for companies such as Nike, Handsome Pizza, Fred Meyer, Rain or Shine Coffee Shop, OHSU, and Nike, to name a few.
What are some of the qualifications for being awarded?
Well, we have six different awards. We have an award for longevity, for example. So that would be an individual with a disability who's worked at their place of business for 10 years or more. We have an extra mile award, where the business who's receiving the extra mile award has gone above and beyond the typical call of duty when it comes to their employees. One of the businesses, for example, who has been nominated for Extra Mile, engaged and partnered with Voc Rehab and a company called Assistive Technologies to get a computer system so that their new employee could make membership calls using a computerized dialer, which assisted them to be 100% independent in their job and instead of relying on a job coach or a human being to make those calls for him.
Such cool stuff. When is the luncheon again?
Yeah, it's Friday, October 19th. The check-in starts at 11:30. We are really encouraging community members and business owners, people with disabilities, anyone who's interested in supported employment or employment in general, to please check out our website, ucporegon.org. Again, that's ucporegon.org, to register for the luncheon. And while you're there, check out our Family Support Conference, which is also happening the weekend of Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th.
And I'd like to add as well, I know it's not always easy to get on the internet. If anyone has additional questions or would like to register and doesn't have access to the internet, we do encourage you to call. Our phone number is 503-777-4166. Again, if you don't have access to the internet, you can just give us a call, or with any additional questions, that's 503-777-4166. It should be a really fun event. We actually had a super difficult time in trying to identify which employers would win this year. That's what we want. We want every year to be just a little bit harder to narrow it down who's the winner. And our future goal is to have this award program not even exist, because we live in a world where support employment is just a thing that every employer offers.
Yeah, that's a super positive thing. What a nice piece of encouragement.
Yeah.
Nicole, let me ask you, what would you say to a business to encourage them to hire somebody with a disability?
Well, I would definitely, first of all, want to know what their needs are as a business before I approach any other aspect that I would want to offer them. I would try to analyze what's working for their business, what's not. And then I would really take a look at that, take that information back to my team, back to the motivated job seekers, and try to determine if we have a good fit. Because really, it's a system of matchmaking. It isn't necessarily about selling one employer to one job seeker. It's about making sure we also have a good fit. And so if I do find I have a good fit, I'm going to come back to that employer and say, hey, look, you know, I've been analyzing your business. We've been building this relationship for a while now. And here's where I think we can really help you out. So again, I try to not think of this in any way as trying to sell something, because if we look at it in that respect, then we're not really honoring what this support employment is supposed to be about, which is, again, making people successful. So I would really want to make sure the conversation I'm having with a business would be that they're aware we're there to help meet their needs, as well as provide a super reliable, creative, and independent employee.
Employment Solutions seems like a real necessity for the business to have real peace of mind with moving forward with hiring somebody with a disability. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you. I really encourage businesses, if they have any questions or concerns, to contact us. You can find my contact information again on our website at ucporegon.org. We have worked and partnered with hundreds of businesses in the Portland metro region, and many of the businesses that we partner with would love to talk to other businesses, HR directors, executives, and owners about their experience working with us in supported employment. So we would love to connect businesses
who've
worked with us. Absolutely,
okay,
yeah. Many are willing to. We have many testimonials and many businesses who want to talk to more businesses about hiring people with disabilities.
What a great service that is. There's nothing better than getting a testimonial from somebody who's been there and done that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want this to be an open conversation about what it looks like, so that, you know, businesses are encouraged to speak to each other about it. I think that's really fantastic when that happens.
Yeah. Could you talk about some misconceptions about hiring a person with disabilities?
Yes, I'd say that we hear some concerns about hiring people with disabilities that turn out to just be statistically not accurate. A long-term DuPont survey of employees with disabilities found that most employees with disabilities are quite loyal. They want to stay with companies for the long term. Most workers with disabilities were found to be quite safe on the job site, so very few accidents on the job site, quite in line with a typical employee. Employees with disabilities tend to be dependable, and they tend to value their job and be loyal to the company that hires them. So we find that many of the concerns that are brought up can really be overcome. In the 12 years that I've been in the field of supported employment, we've served hundreds of job seekers to secure jobs. Many of them have worked at their places of employment for 5 to 10 years now. I'm just excited to talk to any business who has any concerns and wants to discuss them with us.
Yeah, that's why you're here, right? You're here to help.
Absolutely.
How have things changed over the last 12 years since you've been with UCP and placing employees rather?
Well, there have been changes. There's been changes in the legislature, in the law, which has really helped to advance supported employment for people with disabilities. The changes in the law have certainly helped to open the doors to more people with disabilities and breaking into the workforce. There have been some laws around supplemental income, which will enable people to earn more money and maintain their medical benefits, for example. There are ways in which the government is working to try to get more people with disabilities into the workforce and to try to remove some of those previous barriers that were there. So, and the Portland metro region in general has become probably more open-minded and more accepting in general. But as we say, it's one person at a time. Mm-hmm. And every job seeker who hires us to help them has unique career goals and aspirations. And so we just work with each person and try to meet their career needs as we work with them.
The unemployment rate in the pretty much the United States is pretty low right now. Has that had any effect on what you guys do?
I don't believe so. I've not really seen that trickle down. I unfortunately don't have the statistics in front of me, but I think the last I heard a month or so ago is that we're still hovering around the same unemployment rate for folks experiencing disabilities. I think it's just part of our mission, again, to sort of equalize the playing field in that respect as well.
So maybe we should say to the people listening out there, if you have a help wanted sign in your window, call UCP because they can help you out, right?
Yes,
absolutely. We'll make sure it's the candidate that fits what your business needs, right?
Yeah, we have approximately 60 job seekers right now that we've vetted. We're aware of their skills and abilities. We have resources to support their employment experience. We have job coaches available to support them on the job site. And these individuals are ready to work, and every day we get referred more individuals who are ready to work. So, if you have a job need or you want to explore your job needs, please do give us a call. We're excited to work with you.
Tell me once again when the luncheon is, because that's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, Friday, October 19th. Check-in starts at 11:30. Doors open at 12. And we highly encourage you to check out our ucporegon.org website or call our phone number at 503-777-4166.
I'd like to add, if I could, just a really cool feature we're going to have this year is we have Aaron Hobson. He's going to be our featured vocalist. Aaron is someone who is in supportive employment as a successful and proud employee. He has worked at the Safeway off Sandy Boulevard for almost 10 years.
And that's my Safeway.
Well, great. See, small world, so you'll probably recognize Aaron.
I bet I will.
He really has a lot of joy when he's working his job, so he'll be coming in and doing a really neat a cappella. So I definitely encourage folks to register and sign up and also get some great stories and some great free food.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
Is this a place where somebody who is a business owner can come and get more information about how they can participate too?
Yes, absolutely. Our featured speaker this year, we're very glad to have, is Rika Salonen. She is a diversity and talent acquisition manager at OHSU. And she has led a group of community partners for the last 2 years to sit at a table and figure out how OHSU can increase hiring people with disabilities. And she's on her second year of running this program. And they've hired many people with disabilities, and they're hiring many more.
That's great.
So her message is, if OHSU can do this, every business can do this. So we're really excited to hear what she has to say.
Absolutely.
At the luncheon.
That's great. And OHSU is the largest employer in the state of Oregon, aren't they?
Yes.
They're a big one. So it's great that they're reaching out and doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic. They pay wonderful wages. They have great promotional opportunities for their employees. And our individuals with disabilities who have been up there are very happy with their jobs.
This has been great information, ladies. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Really appreciate your time. Thanks for spreading the word.
Absolutely. We've been talking today with Melissa Miller and Nicole Vincent with Employment Solutions with UCP. Thanks again.
Thanks, Gary.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.